Today's Thursday, December 19th, 2019. My name is Tim Albright, and this is the Daily Download.
Support for AV Nation is brought to you by
Peerless AV, driving technology through innovation.
Today's Daily Download comes from Architect Episode 4. I am joined by Brad Culp, talking about technology teams. Brad starts off talking about the benefits of having an internal technology team for architectural projects versus outsourcing those teams.
So we really find that it's important to be a fully integrated team. It's something that's built into our DNA. We were founded as an architecture and engineering firm 65 years ago. And so it is just somewhat fundamental to how we do things. But when I came on board initially, we were designing telecom infrastructure. We did some other low voltage things that were kind of stuff you had to have in order to make the building work. You know, also having fire alarm, a nurse call for our healthcare, things like that. And we would do a little bit of the systems work, the AV, the security, and it got to be too complicated, too big of a project. They would sub it out. So when I came on board, there was a little bit of initial concern, can we keep somebody employed full-time doing these special systems? And it didn't take too long after I started. My plate was totally full. I came on here consulting initially, and my other clients fell by the wayside pretty quickly. HGA became the thing for me, and I got hired on here full-time. And so, you know, for us, being able to have just another arrow in our quiver for full-service consulting helps us to be able to fulfill that brand message of we can do everything, but it also helps. We have rapport with our architects. We know what our teams are. We know what their specialties are and their processes. And you know, we're very process-oriented, data-driven in terms of our design. And being a third party to step into that and try and coordinate and be able to make sure that we're on the right cadence for how we're servicing our clients and making sure that we're providing that standard of care that they expect, making sure that we're communicating effectively with each other. It's much easier to do when you're working in-house and sharing that information. So some of the times my experience from the MEP past was we would just get information just in time from architects that tell us just what they thought we needed to know. And we'd often find, you know, there were potential for there to be gaps in what we really needed to know from what we were given from them. So I feel like being in-house, we're a part of this team right from the get-go. At the very beginning of the project, we're helping market the project together. And then as we're on board of the project with the rest of the team, we are all on the same page and we can leverage each other's skills to the best we can. And that's, I think, a big differentiator is not just being able to get deliverables done on time together, but knowing what each other's competencies are and knowing how we can leverage that.
Thank you for listening to today's Daily Download. If you like this podcast, make sure you subscribe and comment on iTunes, and also check out all the other fine programming we have here at AV Nation at avnation.tv, avnation.tv.
The network for the AV industry.
What are you listening to?
This
is AV.
This is AV Nation.
This is AV Nation.